Yeah.
Which could prove that they were in existence 1,000 years before Abraham.
Exactly. And even to make that extrapolation requires that you also throw out the rest of the baby with the bathwater, all the archaeological evidence that does show that camels exist in the Holy Land prior to that time.
Okay, so tell us about that, because that was fascinating too. You even have pictures on your website.
Yeah, and so I hope I'll do the pictures justice, because obviously they can say a lot more than I can. But so we have, first off, there are petroglyphs, Egyptian petroglyphs, right, which are even further west than the Holy Land, because the idea is that camels didn't come that far west until much later. But they're even further west in Egypt during the sixth dynasty of Egypt, which is prior to Abraham's birth, right? That's the 2300s to the 2100s BC.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, and that was found near where is now constructed the Aswan High Dam, and that was a depiction of a dromedary candle, right? Dromedaries are single humped, Bactrian or double humped.
Okay.
So there's also from a Syrian archaeological find, it's a seal that would have been on a cylinder from 1800 BC. You have two figures riding on a two humped camel. And what's interesting about that, now those two figures could represent some form of god or gods among the Syrians, but the idea is that it's a two-humped camel being ridden, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Which from that we can infer it's domesticated. It's not a wild camel, right? And to domesticate an animal requires a certain amount of time prior to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, there's clear evidence that it was used around the time and even slightly before the time of Abraham, correct?
Correct, and if you would permit me to just point out one more piece of archaeological evidence,
sure,
which I think is wonderful because of its irony. From circa 2300 to 1700 BC, sitting right on Abraham's birth, it's called the BMAC complex in Afghanistan. It's this massive archaeological complex. We have a figure of a camel with a harness, again showing it being domesticated. And guess what that camel is made out of? What that figurine is made out of?
Is it copper?
Copper, right?
Okay, because the copper mine is where they found this stuff, right? The bones.
Right. Yeah, so much depends upon a red wheelbarrow, right? The copper miners.
Wow. Yeah, so there's another modernist theory sort of shot to Hades. Now, there are some fascinating things that you say. Those are the negations. By the way, you're listening to Reconquest on the Crusade Premium Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. This is Brother Andre Marie, and I'm interviewing Scott Smith of thescottsmithblog.com about Abraham, where the title of the show is Searching for Abraham. And so you have, aside from defending Abraham against these preposterous attacks on his existence, on his timing, and on the whole camel controversy surrounding the inerrancy of Scripture, you have some interesting things about the city of Ur of the Chaldees and about Abraham's actual identity and